talk at the owners' meetings in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Now ban that play.
Right.
You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've spoke on it a few times. Obviously, giving a whether I agree or not, obviously disagree. I could go on with a whole bunch of reasons why, but point blank, the rules change now. So obviously at that aspect of the game, there's not much you can do. But as far as, that's just added. You're just going to have to find other ways to win football games and to make plays. So that's just how it is.
GMs, owners, coaches, they looked at your play like 50 times when they were trying to decide the competition committee.
Right.
Just interesting in your rookie year.
Yeah.
Your plays was a key part.
Right.
In a rule change.
Right. No, it's definitely a blessing. Like I said before, when it happened, it was just well executed all down the line, from Will returning it, all the way from Adam, making sure that gap was open for me to jump over. It was just well executed all the way. And, for what it's worth, I'm glad it'll go down in history as us kind of being like the last group to make it happen. So, right.
Looking back at last year, how did those two starts at the end help you and give you a base that you've been able to carry over the last few weeks?
It's just like the phrase that's used, being thrown in the fire. Obviously throughout the season, myself and Will had a significant amount of playing time, being that we were the backups for Stu and TJ, and so we knew the whole season we were one play away from starting, both of us, and it was just a matter of when that time was coming, if it was coming, would we be ready, and that's all that was. So at the end of the season, it was great to have those reps happen the way that they did, especially in a crucial time where the playoff run was still open, a time for us that we could still make a run for it. So, it wasn't like they were pity snaps. They were snaps to get us into the postseason. And so we definitely learned a lot. We watched a bunch of film on obviously things that we could improve on and work on. And so, that tape is still valid today. And, today looking back on it, and it's just been a great opportunity. So we're looking forward to this season.
Looking back, what was the most difficult adjustment from college to rookie year in the NFL?
I forget which vet told me, but I'll never forget it. When we first, when we were like midway through the season, obviously as a rookie, you have a lot going on from before the season, like preseason all the way into the postseason. And one of the vets had told me, in college you really just play football. But in the league, you learn football. And so, and obviously it's not the case for everyone, but I found that to be, really true. Here I'm actually learning offenses. I'm learning tendencies. I'm learning offensive coordinators' likes and dislikes when they're in a certain yard line at the field, if they're in the plus or the minus, if it's second and 10 compared to second and 7. It's things like that TJ, Stu, Akib, Chris, Roby, that they all know, which makes them so successful on the field instead of just going out there and playing the coverage that's called. That's why they're so successful, is because of their study of the game. And so for myself, that's the level of competitiveness that I want to be at. I want to be at that level. I want to make sure that while TJ or Stu or whoever it may be is out, that when I'm in there, when Will's in there, that, they're not missing a beat with them being like us being in there with them. So
you mentioned that you're still behind TJ and Stu. How do you see your role changing this year, even though you're still behind those two guys?
I see the role kind of being very similar. And the fact that being, like I said, we're still backups, but we're one play away once again. And this time being one play away, so when we do get in there, being at our second year, we should be able to execute at the same level of efficiency that Stu and TJ are executing at. And I know Talib and Chris, Roby, even, Wolf, all the veterans on the defense expect that and demand that out of us. There is no, even from last year, there was no rookies. Like, we're here to help the team get to another postseason, get to another Super Bowl, bring a ring back to Denver. And so obviously we fell short of that. So that's the goal, is make sure that while we're in there, obviously, especially speaking for myself, that, there's no beat missing.
So with those starters back, and with you and Will having another year of experience, how much better can the no-fly zone be?
A lot better. And that's scary for other teams, because we know we could be a lot better. We executed at a high level last year, but there are still a lot of mistakes that we left out on the out on the field, and we're going back and looking through the film now. But that's all that I've been talking about, you know, especially as a rookie last year, you know, going back and looking at what I know now compared to like the middle of the season last year. So many things that I just missed just because I was trying to, for a better lack of a word, survive throughout that time. You know, I was trying to make sure that, you know, I was just in the right place at the right time instead of stepping up and making plays and really executing what was being called and things in that nature.
Well, to follow up on the studying other offenses part that you talked about a couple of questions ago, what are you doing? What are you personally doing outside of normal meetings, normal study? Are you doing anything on your own?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's a number amount of things that I can name. Just to name a few, you know, Will and I are always in constant contact, making sure that, you know, we're looking over kind of the same stuff. So we might say, hey, we're going to watch a little bit of, like, last year's Oakland game. You know, we'll come back and we'll have any questions or things that you thought we both could have worked on, things in that nature. Or we might pull TJ or Stu aside from a safety's perspective and be like, you know, like, so on this specific play, what was your thought process? Like, how did you know that this was going to happen? And, you know, anything that we can learn to get better as far as tendencies that offensive coordinators run, that's what we're trying to pick up on to improve our game.
What tips, in particular to get better, what tips have Marcus Robertson and Johnny Lynn provided you that are going to help you?
There's been a lot, like I said, a number amount of tips that could have been that I could say. M. Rob is an amazing coach. I mean, he's truly a safety mind. Obviously, his resume speaks for himself when he played in the league. But I've learned so much, in not only in zone coverage, but in man coverage, being with M. Rob. You know, just from a safety's perspective of him being there and understanding what quarterbacks are looking for and what offenses are looking for. He's putting us in the right positions just now in OTAs, and, you know, that's saying a lot, not being with him too long, to make plays. And so that's really what it's all about, is getting the ball, and that's, you know, that's what we preach in the DB room.
Is that the key? Because it seems like you're around the ball all the time at practices and with the two interceptions last year. Is that just the key, being in the right position, hearing it from the coaches, or is it something that you have innate?
I would think it's a little bit of both. It's definitely something that we preach all the time. I mean, if you ever watch a practice, I mean, guys are sprinting to the football, whether it's incomplete, whether it's a fumble, whether it's an interception. I mean, guys are going crazy trying to get to the football because that's what we preach every day in the room. And so I would like to think some of that, you know, getting the football is a little bit innate. You know, I like playing that high rangy, roaming safety where I can just, you know, see ball, go get ball, help the corners out, and man coverage, zone coverage, whatever it may be. But that's definitely something we preach in the room.
When you said the secondary as a whole can get a lot better this year, are there specific things you guys are looking to improve?
I mean, obviously, you know, being the number one pass defense, you could obviously settle with that, but for us, we know, like I said, we could be better, and that's both in man coverage and zone coverage. But I would say specifically in both. I mean, not to give you such a bland answer, but I think we can improve in both. And not speaking for anyone specifically, but obviously just for myself, I know I can improve in both. You know, I go back and I look at the second KC game where it was my second start. There are plenty of times where in man coverage, you know, Kelsey got free. And so I go back and look at that, like, okay, so how can I improve on this? Obviously, Kelsey being one of the more dynamic tight ends, but how can I improve? How can I find ways to improve my game in man coverage? Where do I know my help is and where my help is not, and things in that nature? So
a year in the books, what was it like being with that? You know, when you were drafted, a lot of people asking you about your opportunity to join the no-fly zone.
So right.
Year in perspective, what was it like, you know, getting to be around that group of guys and play with that group of guys?
It was amazing. It was truly a blessing. And, you know, I say that with the utmost respect to them because, you know, myself and Will and a few other guys consider ourselves baby no fly right now. We're still, we're still in the works. We're still learning a bunch of, the tools in the trade in order to carry that no fly zone logo around with us. But, I mean, those guys are great. I mean, their personalities on the field, don't even come close to reflecting how they are off the field as far as, being great teammates, you know, being super supportive. I mean, those guys truly are the most selfless guys I've ever met, with the standard that they hold of being the best. They just want to win. They don't care who's on the team in order to help them win. They just want to win.
You came into the league with Paxton Lynch, We saw him on Monday, had a great day, according to Vance Joseph. What have you seen from him from year one to year two?
I've seen a lot of growth. I mean, I think Paxton's doing great. You know, I obviously don't really watch as intently as Coach Joseph does and some of the other offensive staff, but from the times that I'm out there and watching film, I think he's done a great job.
How often do you guys as safeties go to the quarterbacks and say, did I tip something off? Could I have done something different that you saw I was – you know, headed this direction or whatever.
Right. No, they're definitely, we do that very often. You know, that's key, right? Because, obviously as a quarterback, for them, the story is the safeties for the most part, whether they're tilting one way or not. That pretty much gives them their pre-read before the play actually happens. So, there's tons of times when we're in the locker room after practice or whatever, and Paxton's walking by or Trevor's walking by. We'll be like, hey, on this particular play, we saw you look, you know, front side. Was there something that I did why you might have checked the call or anything like that? You know, just to get inside the mind of a quarterback a little bit, yeah, definitely.
You said you were kind of swimming your rookie year and kind of putting it together. How does that change your perspective going into the second season?
I think the only thing that changes is the confidence factor. You know, just to put plainly, I think going into year two, I'm just looking to be more confident. I know I'm in the defensive system now going into my second year. I have a bunch of vets that I'm watching daily go through the one reps that I can consistently learn from. And then on top of that, you know, Will and I, in my opinion, do a great job of communicating. As long as we're all on the same page, if everyone's right, we're wrong. And I mean, if everyone's wrong, we're right. So I think, you know, all in all, going into the second year, obviously looking for a lot of improvement, you know, just basically off confidence alone. So
Justin, with all the time you spent with Will, have you had any discussions with him about the use of social media?
Have I had any discussions with him? No, not really. I kind of...
Maybe you should?
I mean... Maybe, but Will, I mean, I think Will does a tremendous job. I think, you know, I think he got caught up one time with something, but knowing, being that I spent so much time with Will and being his roommate last year, I know that what was put on Snapchat or whatever it was that happened, I know there was no bad intent towards any of his teammates because that's the kind of guy that Will is. And I can speak for him personally because I'm with him more than mainly anyone else on the team, just because we're safeties together, we came in together, I was his roommate when we first moved in. I know how he acts, I know how he operates, same with him, with me, and he's a great guy. So, I mean, I don't know the full extent of it. I try and stay out of, you know, the social media, whatever has been going on, but I know he's a great kid, good at heart. He works tremendously hard at his job. And it was just something that happened, wrong place, wrong time type of thing.
The film study you guys do now, especially with the secondary, how does that compare to the film study you did in college, just in terms of amount, what you're seeing, knowing what you're seeing, et cetera?
Yeah, I think in college, you know, for the most part, I just watched film just to kind of check it off my list, per se. You know, I watched it just so in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, okay, well, I watched film, so I should be good. Like I said, now I'm actually learning football. So it's just, you know, actually getting in there, picking up, you know, like I keep harping, tendencies, offensive coordinators, likes, dislikes, and things of that nature.
And who teaches you guys how to watch film? Is it Joe Woods? Is it Marcus? Is it veterans?
Yeah, no, it's all of the above. I mean, you know, Joe Woods sometimes is in there walking through film with us. So whatever he sees and I don't see kind of the same way, I kind of ask him, like, is this something you look at all the time? And then... you know, the Akib, Chris, TJ, Stu, Robe, the way that they study the game, you know, they dumped a lot of that knowledge on myself as well. And so, you know, like I said, just building blocks, just keep learning any way that we can.
Next week's the last week you guys are all going to be together before training camp starts. What in your mind do you need to get done or make sure it's the focus on next week before you guys take this big break?
Just finishing strong. I think, you know, I think we've done an amazing job so far during, OTAs. Obviously there's days, where I felt like we've done exceptionally well and days that I felt like we could definitely watch the film and improve on. But, all you can ask for is effort. And so, you know, especially for myself, want to make sure that you close out, you know, this upcoming mini camp the way it's supposed to be closed out. And, just making sure that on film you show, you know, complete effort. And because you can't really coach that, but you can coach up technique and things like that. So.